This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I'm not a big, you know, I mean, I'm happy to be here. I know nothing about NASCAR.
Yeah.
I was with the Indianapolis Speedway once for time trials. The cars would come by so fast.
Broke your neck.
I got bored, so I went on the infield, and they were throwing some gal up on a towel, and her top would come off, so I was like, I'll stay here for a while. That's the extent of it.
There were some questionable decisions that were made in Tennessee this past weekend by Major League Baseball. The Reds are in town. The Reds are dangerous. They are a quality team that I think Spiegs is starting to get the Francona bump.
Uh-huh.
And that makes them dangerous.
They're the one team that's outside of the current playoff picture that might be able to make a charge.
Ellie De La Cruz has had a really strong year. So why don't we talk with our buddy Gordon Wittenmeyer, who covers the Reds for the Cincinnati Inquirer and obviously spent a long time here covering the Cubs. He joins us now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, CircuitLasVegas.com. Hey, Gordon, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you? By the way, I spent a lot more time in Bristol, effing Tennessee, the last 2 days. Jesus Christ.
So 2 days in Bristol felt like more than, what, a decade in Chicago? It felt like a long time.
Yeah, whatever. Close to 2 decades in Chicago. Yes,
that long.
It did.
Okay, that long.
So where do you think, because it's clear that baseball made some mistakes with this, is they're trying to grow their brand, and I got no issue with them trying to go to different places and grow their brand, but where do you think MLB made some mistakes this weekend?
Well, it was a perfect storm because one of the things they were trying to do was set an attendance record. So, the part of the marketing of that is like, the economics of it, right? The supply and demand. If you got one game on one day in this remote region in between these two, the two cities these teams are from, it becomes this one time draw where you can shoot for the moon on something like attendance. If you were to do, like, one of the solutions would be, right, to do maybe a two game series over 3 days. And that way you kind of build in, extra accommodations, the rain, you're not going to kill a bullpen one day. Maybe you get that extra player for multiple days. And there's more of a baseball rhythm to it that doesn't, like, punish a team. But for what they were doing with this game, you couldn't do it. That would be something they could have done. So the other thing they did was, I don't know why, but you know, when you have a doubleheader in baseball, you get the extra guy for one day. You get the extra roster guy. You can call up an extra pitcher. You can make it a bench guy if you want. And it helps you get through a doubleheader. They had that for this, but they mandated it that it couldn't be a pitcher. So that hurt both teams. And it wound up hurting the Reds more. in part because they trusted MLB saying there was this window, and they started their rookie starter on the mound instead of, say, going to an opener just in case. Anyway, it just was a crap show. The whole thing was, once the rain started, no good decisions came.
So what ends up happening, Gordon, is that Chase Burns, the electric rookie for the Reds, gets used, but because there's the two rain delays, he gets burned without really much usage at all. So then the Sunday restart ends up a bullpen game, and the Reds have to go through five pitchers without the extra one that you're saying might have been able to be on the roster, but it's not. So the Reds have to do a bullpen game. So how screwed up are you? That's what we want to know. How screwed up is the Reds pitching staff going into this Cubs series?
Well, I think we all know that.
How screwed up are the Reds pitchers, the Reds pitching staff, as you get to Wrigley?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's start this today.
Actually, it could have been a lot worse. And by the way, what they did Saturday night, like late Saturday night, I'm talking 11 o'clock or later, they're commiserating with the commissioner, and they made an exemption on that rule. And not only did they change the rule in midstream and say, okay, yes, you can add a pitcher. Both managers were saying we need a pitcher to get through this game. But Manfred helped the Reds because it was going to be a more logistical problem and allowed his commissioner's office plane to go get the guy that would be added to the Reds roster. So they actually used that guy. Lion Richardson was in their bullpen. They actually used him in the game. So he was one of the five pitchers they used. And nobody got used multiple innings except Brent Suter. So he's the only guy that's not available tonight. So it could have been a lot worse. But that said, they anticipated a full day off for their bullpen, which was going to be the big benefit of that, coming into what's going to be a big series, a tough series for them, and a really, really important one. You know, there's 50 games left as we sit here right now. And Lawrence, I think it was you that said this on the intro. That is a dangerous team. If they get into the tournament, they can win because they got the frontline pitching that can play in October. Whether they get there is the issue, right? So they got 50 games left to try to make up those 3.5-4 games that it's going to take.
Gordon, we've been talking a little bit because both of us are big fans of Tito. Like we've seen his impact on teams that Chicago teams have had to deal with. Have you seen an impact so far? Like what is uniquely Terry Francona that's allowing the Reds to be in a place where they're a contender for the playoffs?
Well, you know, at this point in his career, he walked in kind of the way Lou Piniella did here, to a lesser extent, maybe Joe Maddon did, where he gets the players in the clubhouse immediately, he gets their attention, right, because of everything that he's accomplished. Now, that said, that you're right. Like he's got method to his madness, and his madness isn't anything like Joe Maddon's madness. But, like, he's got some really good methods with, like all the great managers, he assesses what he's got, right? So his first-year teams, I did a story on this. You talk about the Tito bump. His first-year teams are more than 100. It's like 150 percentage points better post-All-Star break than pre-All-Star break. And that includes they got a bump in 2004 when he inherited that Red Sox team that already was a playoff. It was already a pennant contender. It was already a juggernaut team. And he got a second-half bump out of that team. In Philly, when he had a horrible team, they were like 40 games under 500 the first half. They were 10, 12, 14 games over in the second half. It's crazy how good his teams get in the second half, especially in that first year as he gets to know his teams later in the season. So what I've seen so far is I've seen personnel decisions that he didn't come out of the gate making, but were probably in the back of his mind. Jamer Candelario is a guy that just he allowed him to play, not enough to maybe hurt the team, but enough to realize he wasn't going to play him anymore. Buried him on the IL for a while, and when his rehab assignment was up, it was like, look, love the guy, nice guy, he doesn't fit. We ain't going to play him. They ate a year and a half of salary on him, and he was he had the biggest contract on the team, among the position players anyway. The Cincinnati Reds, they $22.5 million. That's a lot. Alexis Diaz, the All-Star closer, hadn't been getting the job done for the previous year, but he needed to give him a chance and see for himself and give the guy every chance in the world so that when he didn't earn that spot back or earn his place in that bullpen, nobody thought that he came in and made a rash decision. Everybody knew that the guy got every chance in the world, and now he's gone. On the other hand, Noel V. Marte, a guy who pissed away his season last year, was supposed to be a big part of the he had a steroid suspension in the first half. He was a non-factor. He was a deficit in the second half, and they played him anyway. He was just awful. He got an opportunity this year, and he has bought in, and he has worked hard and flourished, and now he's a big part of what they're doing. These are all examples of how he handles a roster, and this team, that unlike the Cleveland teams that he had, doesn't catch the ball very well, they're catching the ball a lot better because of some of the smaller things that he's emphasizing in ways that don't look like much in March or May, but that start paying dividends in June, July, August, as we get down the stretch. Watch Spencer Steer in this series. Spencer Steer is a guy that played all over the place. He wasn't a gold glover at any position. He was pretty good in a lot of positions. That was his strength. Matt Olson is the only guy with metrics better than him in the National League at first base this year. Now that he's settled in and bought in, this guy is a gold glove contender at first base. And I'm not exaggerating. Watch him. These are the little things. And this team's going to get better down the stretch. I don't know if they're going to get in, but they're going to get better.
Gordon Whitmire covered the Cubs for a long time with the Sun-Times and over at NBC Sports Chicago. And now he's in Cincinnati and doing a fine, fine job covering the Reds. And now he gets to watch Elly De La Cruz every day. Mm. Like, I envy that. The skill set is remarkable. And it seems every time I hear him talk or see comments attributed, I like him. Like, so he seems kind of like the full package. Paint the picture of this superstar who would be more well-known were it not in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think he's pretty damn well-known, even in Cincinnati, because this guy's a national figure, and he's got kids everywhere dressing up in the LA uniform. This Bristol game, my colleague and I ran into a family that was from somewhere in Virginia, and their kid not only had the replica LA uniform on, but he had the sliding glove that he put in his back pocket. He had the cleats were the same motif. He had the bling. He had these faux chains. I mean, the kid was all Elly. I even asked him. I said, "So, are you one of the fast guys? Do you steal bases?" Oh yeah, I'm fast. You know, and he's like, yeah, like 8, 9 years old or something like that.
That's awesome.
This is the impact this guy has, and I think it comes from, you know, I did a story near the All-Star game talking to Javi Baez about him, because Javi's the last guy I saw kind of had that that personality that that fans, especially young fans, gravitated for, because there was such joy on the field that went with this electric skill set that, you know, like, you would, like, there were times in a game you go, wow, did he just do that? And there'd be a smile and there'd be a joy in how he did it. Back when Javi was at the top of the game. Ellie's kind of like that. Plus, he's larger than life. He's got the hair going. He's fast as hell. I mean, he's got everything that a little kid would just be magnetic, right? And he's becoming a better hitter too. So, the sky's the limit. I think he's just still 23 years old, right?
Wow. What?
That's insane.
It is. Gordon, we were talking earlier about the Cubs maybe not doing a lot, and it could turn out that the moves that they made were the right ones, but it sure seemed like a punt by them in a season where they could theoretically win the World Series. How did you see them at the trade deadline?
The same, exactly the same. Like, I don't understand what they did. You know, this notion of, well, you know, you got to preserve the farm system. You got to think long term. What are you thinking long term about? This team, this is why you think long term when you have these opportunities like this. When you have this opportunity, you have to seize it. It wasn't that long ago they had the best record in the game, and their second best record in the game even now. You've got Kyle Tucker, who I know he's had a rough month, but this guy is, he's as close to a bona fide superstar as you've had on the roster in years. And we saw the impact that had. It made everybody else in the lineup better. PCA has emerged. But you don't have enough pitching. You've got good pitching. You might have enough to get there. But you have one opportunity at one time in the season, once the season started and your team has defined what it is, to make a difference if you're the front office. This was that time. You needed to go bigger. You needed to bring impact in. And I didn't see that. I saw improvements around the margins, and as I sit here right now, I don't think that's enough to make a difference. If whatever this team does going forward, I think it's going to be because of what they already had. You know, and Willie Castro's a nice player. Maybe he gives you a little bit of depth with your hitting group. Okay, fine. If your fielding group, whatever. But I mean, Merrill Kelly got moved. Well, how come you weren't in on that in a big way? You needed somebody like that. Look what the Padres did. Look, if you wind up in a race that you're fighting the Padres for one of these wild card spots, if that's what it comes down to, they upgraded in a major way, and you didn't. And I don't get. If I was a fan, I would be. I understand a lot of fans are angry, and I don't blame any of them.
Gordon Whitmire, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
We love you, Gordon.
Best way to not have to deal with the wild card, folks, is just to win the division.
Yep.
So that's going to be the Cubs' plan moving forward. Thanks, Gordon.
Yeah, tell it to Milwaukee.
Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. We'll try. We got 5-gamer coming up in the middle of August. Pat Murphy's an entertaining dude, and that's who we're going to use for our fun here at the end. It's hard to think about the Brewers and smile. But
he's a lovable dude, though.
And actually, the way they play is really fun.
Yeah, it's
like, if you like baseball, it's kind of easy to like them, except for the fact that they're freaking the Brewers.
We do like baseball.
It's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.